Well, I think sizobona ngeIowa okuyiyona abazoqala ngayo emavikini ambalwa azayo. Usually iIowa yiyo edithemenayo ukuthi abantu abaconsider ukuthi ba-serious ngabantu yibaphi. So iIowa ilandelwa yiNew Hampshire, and then lapho sizobona-ke ma usowine e-Iowa nguye futhi ozowina iNew Hampshire. Esikhathini esiningi ungawina i-Iowa le-New Hampshire, hhayi kusho ukuthi abaningi baqala ukuthanda ukukulandela, ngoba kusho ukuthi babe sebebona ukuthi abantu abaningi bavumelana lawe. Then sizothi ma sukuyiwa kubo-North Carolina labo-Super Tuesday, lapho amanye ama-state wonke, lapho ama-delegates avota khona, kula sesizobona khona-ke kahle kahle ukuthi hhayi ngubani oseqhubekela phambili.
Kodwa vele ngalesi sikhathi singathi ingqongquthela ngubani?
Hhayi, okwamanje kunzima. Even uchairman we-DNC, ama-State Democratic Party, uchilo ma evula i-debate wathi le-interview abembuza ukuthi ungasho ukuthi ngubani obona ungathi nguye ozophumelela. Watsho nawathi yazi anyone ozokutshela ukuthi uyazi ukuthi ngubani ozophumelele ayokutshela amanga. So lama I think ngivumelana naye, ngoba ungathi bangothi ilobhani abaningi bakhona. So kungaba kunzima kakhulu ukuthi umuntu atsho ukuthi onguye ozophumelela ngubani kahle kahle.
Kodwa sesikhangela izimo zabo, ngubani ongamisana ngcono lo mongameli Donald Trump?
Mina ngokubona kwami uWarren lo Sanders balenkinga yokuthi basesandleni senxele kakhulu. USanders uwaposta kwezinye isikhathi ukuthi yena uyi-socialist. I-America ayizwani le-socialism. Into evele from kudala yayilwiswa i-socialism, communism. So anyone ozi-associate lokuba yi-socialist, I think ama-chances akhe ukuthi aconvince ama-Americans amaningi ukuthi amvotele ayancipha kakhulu, ngoba in general ama-Americans i-socialism abazwani la. So uBernie lo Warren, because of that ngibona ungathi kuzoba lohlupho ma ukuthi bangambhithi Trump. UBiden ule-good opportunity, ngoba ule-experience enkulu kakhulu especially ku-foreign policy. And njengoba sibona nje uTrump kose wasifaka empini le-Iran, so into enkulu kakhulu ebikhona ku-debate lapho. So umuntu ofana lo-Biden I think uyaphila kakhulu ebantwini abaningi, ngoba ule experience plus also bengu-vice president ka-Obama. U-Obama ubethandwa kakhulu ngabantu abaningi, abamvotela kabili ukuthi abe ngu-president. So uBiden I think ule name recognition plus ukuthi ukuwasebenza lo Obama plus le experience alayo, ma abantu bengawukhangelisisa sobhekane yena lo Trump, I'm sure uBiden angambhithi Trump. Kodwa we can't write off abanye abafana labo Klobuchar, labo Pete Buttigieg.
Isehlakalo se-Iran nese-impeachment ubona ingani ungambisela emuva umongameli Trump, kumbe hayi usekelo lakhe luyahlala lunjalo?
I-impeachment ivele simbisele emuva, ngoba okokuqala impeachment ngathi isteyini lesana esingaphumiyo, ungaze usiwahle kanjani, ungaze ufake i-bleach enjani, yisteyini esi-permanent leso. So uTrump forever uzowaziwa njengo-president owa-impeachwayo. That on its own I think kumbisele emuva olwe-Iran lolo lokubulala u-General Suleimani lolo. Lalo lungathi luyinkinga, ngokubana kazange aconsult i-Congress and ungathi akakacaci kahle i-reasoning yakhe ukuthi ukhetheleni isikhathi leso sokuthi akwenze. So abantu abaningi babona ungathi ukwenze ukuthi adivete ingxoxo, asuse ingxoxo from udaba lwe-impeachment lolu, okwenzela ukuthi abantu ba-focus edabeni lo, i-debate ishifte to udaba lwe-security. Lempi lani lokuthi yena uzithi u-strong, wenza ama-decisions a-strong, akafani lama-democrats a-weak. I-impeachment of course iyaqala, sizwile namhlanje u-speaker Nancy Pelosi owe-house announcer ama-managers sebe-ready ukuthi ba-hande over ama-articles of impeachment to i-senate. So I think emalangeni azayo la i-focus izobe kwi-impeachment. Ngibona mina kwizinto ezi-negative, even though yena ma-Twitter uthi kuzomnceda kakhulu ngoba abantu bazobona ukuthi i-witch hunt noma yini leyayibizayo impeachment.